What's going on, everyone? We're here with the lovely DJ Colette, and I had the pleasure of seeing her mix and sing and dance, and I was going to say blow the roof off the place, but we were in Miami in a place that didn't have a roof, so it was pretty quiet. It was pretty wild down there, but we had a good time, and she did a fantastic job. I want to give a shout out to all the OM staff, Gunner, Lindsay, everyone else, Rob, Garwin,
Chris.
You know something? There's two. You know something? I'm going to have to cut this part out because I know I'm missing a few key people. Man, I'll leave it in anyway. They'll have to beat me up later. Anyway, Colette, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be back in Baltimore on the House of OM tour.
That's great. We're glad to have you. I'm glad to finally actually meet you in a setting where I could actually sit down and talk to you. And just so y'all know out there, she is as good as she looks on the CD covers. And I got a picture with her. Some guy took a picture. It's mine. Anyway, let's get this started. First thing I want to talk about is the tour. How excited are you about the tour, and how many cities do you plan on going to, and what do you think is going to be your favorite city besides Baltimore? What's going to come in second place? That'd be my question then, because I know Baltimore is number one, at least right now.
Baltimore is definitely number one right now. Yeah, no, I love playing in Baltimore, and the tour is going all over North America, and it's great. It's Andy Caldwell and DJ Heather and Fred Everything and myself, and I think we're hitting 25 cities. I could be wrong. We're kind of new into the tour right now. This is only the fourth stop, so we're just in our third week and really excited to be here, and the weather's great. I love summertime, so it's been fun so far.
Okay, now the question that everyone wants to know, what got you into singing and DJing at the same time?
I started singing before I was a DJ, and growing up in Chicago, I started going to house parties when I was 14, and I just fell in love with the music, and most of my friends were DJs, and I started singing really, really young, and I studied classical voice for about 9 years, but at the same time, was really passionate about house music. So I would sing over my friends' sets, sometimes through headphones and sometimes through actual microphones at parties. And it was fun. And I thought, you know, hey, if I learn how to DJ, I can sing more. And so it just sort of started as a hobby, and then it just continued to grow. And it's definitely something that I love and continue to love.
Yeah, that's a very interesting set that you do. All of a sudden you're DJing and then you'll just start singing. It's pretty incredible just to watch the whole thing kind of unravel, and I'm pretty sure that people that have never seen it will probably wonder what's going on with this music. Why is the same person doing the thing? And if they look at the DJ booth, they'll see you actually singing. And you have a very nice voice too, I must admit. I have to admit, I've played a lot of your stuff, and I'm like, yeah, this is Colette. Yeah, Colette, the DJ. She's actually singing.
Thank you very much.
Okay, as a singer, who are some of your singing influences? And as a DJ, who are some of your DJ influences?
Growing up, I was in love with Deborah Harry from Blondie and Stevie Nicks and, yeah, and, yeah, love Fleetwood Mac and Chaka Khan, love her, still love her, and also Bjork. I think she's amazing. DJing, I definitely still look up to Derek Carter and Mark Farina. It's really hard not to, you know, they're so amazing, and I've been listening to them DJ for countless numbers of years, and they've always just been so much fun, and the music they play is so exciting. And it's, you know, I feel really blessed to have grown up in a city where house music was so dominant.
So I have another question. What's new on the rise for DJ Colette? Because I know you've got your, we've gotten your music at the radio station. We've played it countless times. So is there anything new coming out? What's going on in the world of Colette?
Well, I just released my sophomore album, Push, that came out last year. And I toured with my band for, I think, 8 of the shows. And I'm trying to focus more energy on that. It's a live house band, and it's 3 guys that I've been writing songs with for 8 years. So for me, it's really exciting to make the music come alive on stage and sort of step away from the turntables. Even though I'll never quit DJing, I just want to expand and really showcase the music and showcase the other people behind the music a little bit more. I'm still working on music as well and writing, and working on some stuff with Chuck Love and also some stuff with Home and Garden, and you'll be hearing some new music probably in the fall of this year.
Yeah, so on this tour, I mean, this is not the first time you've toured with Heather or even done music with Heather before.
Yeah, this will be the third tour that I'm doing with Heather, and I love traveling with her, love DJing with her. It's definitely a treat because we're the best of friends, and to be on the road with someone you really love to listen to play music and then also love to hang out with is great. So it's good. You know, we did the House of Ohm tour a couple years ago when we released that compilation, and then 8 years ago we did our first tour together, which was the Super Jane tour. So that was a long time ago. It's crazy how much time has passed.
Okay, here's an interesting question. What is the best party that you ever think that you've done? Like, there was a party where you know you killed it and you left there saying, man, this was one of the best jobs I've ever done.
Wow, that is a very good and very tough question. I don't know. I mean, I usually walk away from a party having had a really great time, and it's such a fun environment. You know, how can you not have fun and not enjoy yourself? But I think one of the most incredible moments for me was playing at Coachella. It's such a wonderful festival, and I just love that there's so many genres mixed together, and I love outdoor events. Like you were saying at that party in Miami, there's just something about being at a big outdoor event with really loud music and thousands of people. It's just so thrilling. And I played a daytime set, which is always so different for me because you look out and you really see everyone. You can really visually connect with everybody because there's no lasers during the day, and you can just see everyone grooving, and you know, it's 100 degrees, so it's just mad hot, and people were so positive and had the best time in it. And I definitely was really aware of my environment, you know, because it's such a big party. And I don't usually get nervous, but I think for that event I was nervous. But I really enjoyed it. I loved playing it, and it was so invigorating. And it's one of my favorite music moments to date.
Okay, well, I want to thank you very much for taking the time out before you're set to talk to me. And is there anything else you want to say?
Just I hope to see everyone out tonight. And, you know, if anyone can catch the House of Ohm summer tour somewhere on the East Coast, please check us out.
This is DJ Collette. This is DJ Patrick Scientific. I'm at the Marriott where, well, by the time you guys will hear this, they'll be gone. But that's where they were staying. So she's going to do her thing at Bedrock. So I'm about to enjoy myself. I know there's a cold pizza waiting for me there. So everyone take care. We'll be back.